Grant Saunders is an Indigenous filmmaker, musician and academic. For many years, he struggled with his mixed heritage and felt disconnected from both his country and his family. When an opportunity arose to work with his father in his fishing business, he took it and decided to make a film about the experience.
Tell us a little bit about your early life and what fishing means to you.
Look, I grew up looking up to my grandfather, my father and my six uncles, and it was because of fishing that they were physically fit and strong and that sort of thing. And I always wanted to be a fisherman just like them, you know, when very early age, actually. And I used to just be laying wake, waiting for Dad to wake me up. I think he saw early on that I loved it a bit too much, and he really didn't want me to be a fisherman, and so he actively didn't encourage it. You know, now I've just in the last few years managed to convince him to take me fishing with him at the age of 47.
Oh, wow.
yeah, because Dad needed a partner. There was this opportunity, so I took it and ended up documenting it as part of my personal journey back home, which is really, really what the film is about. It's about me reconnecting with my father and my family and community through this fishing trade that my grandfather started.
This fishing that your father did was actually a business, wasn't it?
Yeah, my grandfather created the business in the 60s, like I said, at a time when, you know, Aboriginal people really didn't have that many opportunities, and there weren't a lot of people, you know, creating their own self-sustained businesses. And yeah, grandfather was one of those, and fishing really helped us survive and be independent of the welfare state, which, you know, is so teach a man to fish, based on the old proverb, give a man a fish and he'll feed for a day, teach a man to fish and he'll feed for a lifetime, is just apt for this film, because it's all about that.
Yeah,
it's about honouring the legacy that my grandfather left of being economically independent, you know, and feeding your family.
I just recall from when I was up around the area, there's a lot of Indigenous people around Purfleet. Is that the sort of area where your family would have come from?
Now, this is a very important part of the story, is that they were living on Purfleet Mission, but grandfather had the opportunity to work as a builder's labourer and worked on the first government housing for poor whites in Taree. And he noticed the stark contrast in living conditions in Taree and these housing commission homes for poor whites to what they had to endure living in Purfleet. And as a form of protest, he refused to pay rent, because Aboriginal people were paying rent for squalor, for living in, you know, a house that had no electricity, no running water, no sewerage. So they wanted to make an example of my grandfather and the family to the rest of the community. Don't ever, you know, dare stand up against this, because this is what's going to happen. So they evicted him from the mission. So, you know, it was a very tough time for the whole family to have to leave a whole community. And we hear stories about individual Stolen Generation members, but we haven't heard the story about whole families who were removed from their communities. If Aboriginal people dared to resist the system, then they were removed. But that history is so important, because that's when grandfather started that fishing business as a form of survival. Yeah.
Your father has carried on. I guess he was hoping that you might go on to something different and wouldn't have to worry about all the problems that he had.
Yeah.
You sort of felt drawn back to the area, did you?
Yeah, well, it just came at a really opportune time. And I was also still in the midst of, you know, working out what this story was that I'd been working on since 2002. I've been wanting to tell this story, and here it was. There's an opportunity for me to fulfill a childhood dream, to leave all the stress and tell a personal journey of me returning back home to reconnect with Dad, my community and my country through learning the fishing trade.
Grant Saunders ending that report there, and you can see it next Sunday on NITV.